Hello, Marco Werman here, host of the daily public radio news program, The World. Each week on the show, we feature really cool music from all over the globe. And every Friday, we share it here with you on our Global Hit podcast. Here are some of our stories from this week. That's a track from a new CD called Cubafonía. It's by singer Daime Arocena. She and her band are experts at taking Cuban tradition and respectfully making it current. On this album, there are elements of jazz, Latin jazz, funk, and fusion, at times subdued, other times with a boisterous big band. But throughout, Daime Arocena's voice is the lead instrument. Here's her very straightforward take of a classic Cuban dance song, Negra Caridad.
Cachita, una mulata sabrosa y cumbanchera. Cachita, una mulata sabrosa y cumbanchera. Que saca lo negro con gocara pa' la candela. Que saca lo negro con gocara pa' la candela.
Daime Arocena propels this entire album and takes you to the Cuba of the past, present, and future. I'm thinking this album will propel her to a whole new audience here in the U.S. Here's another from Daime Arocena. This is Mambo Nama.
Mambo Nama!
With all the craziness that seems to be taking place in the world today, it would be great if we could put all disagreements aside and just focus on the working together peacefully part. If we can do that, then you have a window into this next quick hit I've got for you. It's about a beautiful musical collaboration between French cellist Vincent Segal and Balaké Sissoko, a kora player from Mali. The kora is a kind of harp, so we're talking two stringed instruments, one in a high register, one lower. Segal and Sissoko have been playing together for 7 years, and in that time, they've each taught the other something valuable.
Moi, là, ça m'a donné des techniques.
That's Balaké Sissoko.
Donc lui aussi la même chose.
He says Vincent Segal brought him to a new technical level in his playing the kora, and Sissoko believes he brought new techniques to Segal's cello playing. If you call this a duo, says Sissoko, then it's got to be collective, and your musical knowledge will go deeper. For Vincent Segal, rehearsing and recording in Mali was a deep experience in itself.
I realized the first time we played in Bamako that the people, they just sit around us and they listen and... It's totally different than the dance scene or like.
Yeah, how does it differ when you play in Bamako? Because I've been to concerts in Bamako and it's, you know, it's quite often a party, right?
It's totally different. We play in front of his house, nighttime, late time, is no money, no price, no. They come, it's late, 11 p.m., midnight, sit, we drink tea, like now, and we play without saying anything. And it's good because then. When we are playing in a concert, we are doing exactly the same.
Segal and Sissoko's concerts are transporting, but so are their CDs. On their most recent recording, you can even hear Bamako in the background. In a few seconds, listen up for the goat wandering by. Thank you. You've been listening to the world's global hit podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.